Thanks for downloading this podcast. I'm Kelly Beatty of Sky and Telescope magazine, and tonight we're going on a tour of the stars and planets that you'll see overhead during September evenings. If you live in the Northern Hemisphere, by now you've surely noticed that the daylight hours are getting shorter. Back in July, the change was oh so subtle, but now we're losing a couple of minutes of sun each day, more so if you live farther north. So it's with mixed emotions that I tell you that the equinox falls on September 22nd at 4:02 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. On this date, the sun momentarily shines directly down on Earth's equator as it heads south in declination. Equinox comes from the Latin word equinoctium, meaning equal nights. Days and nights everywhere are both 12 hours long, and the sun rises due east and sets due west, no matter where you are. This month, the full moon occurs on the 6th. Now, ordinarily, we'd call this the harvest moon. That's because, at this time of year, the nearly full moon rises only about a half hour later on each succeeding evening, as opposed to the usual 50 minutes. It has to do with the shallow slant of the moon's orbit with respect to the eastern horizon right now. This geometry gives farmers a little extra late evening light for harvesting their crops, hence the name. But traditionally, the harvest moon is the full moon closest to the equinox, and this year that honor goes to the full moon next month, on October 5th. So the one in early September is instead called the full corn moon, or barley moon. This is the month that we say goodbye to Jupiter, which has graced our evening skies for most of the year. You'll find it very low in the southwest early in the month, a faint echo of the splendor it had back in May and June. By mid-month, the bright evening twilight will gobble it up. But in November, Jupiter will reappear in the east before dawn. The only other bright evening planet is Saturn, which is also past its prime for evening viewing. Look for it about a third of the way up in the southwest as evening twilight fades. The reddish star to its lower right, separated by about the width of your clenched fist held at arm's length, is Antares, which marks the heart of Scorpius. You should gaze Saturn's way, especially on Friday, September 15th. That's when NASA's Cassini spacecraft will plunge into the planet's atmosphere, ending its 13-year-long run in orbit around the ringed planet. It's a little sad for those of us who follow planetary exploration, because Cassini has revolutionized what we know about the planet, its amazing rings, and its family of moons. Now, summer might be ending astronomically, but most of the season's stars can still be seen. Topping the list is the trio of bright stars collectively called the Summer Triangle. Finding them is easy, even if your backyard is hopelessly awash with light pollution. Lift your gaze up, way up, to find a bright star that's almost directly overhead. That's Vega, or some say Vega. It's in the constellation Lyra, the Lyre. It's relatively close as stars go, just 25 light years away. Astronomers gauge a star's brightness by a number called its magnitude, and Vega is an important star in this scheme. Some 2,100 years ago, an ancient Greek astronomer named Hipparchus decided to create a method for organizing stars according to their brightness. He called the most luminous ones stars of the first magnitude, and he ranked the fainter ones second, third, fourth, and fifth, like a prize order in a contest. The ones that were sixth marked the limit of visibility with the eye. Hipparchus picked Vega as his anchor star, and modern astronomers have assigned Vega the magnitude of 0.00. Now it turns out that four other nighttime stars are brighter than Vega, and so their magnitudes are negative. One of them is in the evening sky during September. I'll reveal its identity in a moment, but look around for yourself to see if you can figure out which one it is. If you're looking up at Vega, you should also be seeing the other two corners of the Summer Triangle. One is to the south of Vega, by about three times the width of your fist. That's Altair, and it's the main star in the constellation of Aquila, the Eagle. The third star is about two fists from Vega toward east. That star is called Deneb, a westernized version of the Arabic phrase for hen's tail. Now, Deneb does mark the tail of a bird, but it's a graceful swan, the constellation Cygnus. The swan's head, a star called Albireo, is about midway between Vega and Altair. And in between Deneb and Albireo are a row of three stars that mark the swan's body and wings. If you're able to get away from city lights and out under a really dark, moonless sky, you'll see that the Swan is gliding right down the middle of the Milky Way's softly glowing river of starlight. So, that's the summer triangle. As the weeks go by, this easy-to-spot trio will gradually migrate westward in the sky. It'll stay with us for a few more months before sinking out of sight in the west. Okay, time's up. Have you found the star that's brighter than Vega? Well, if you look west, well to the upper right of where the sun set, there's a star that looks just about as bright. That's Arcturus, and technically it does outshine Vega, but only by 7%. Actually, Vega probably looks like the brighter of these two, both because it's overhead, where there's the least amount of haze, and because Arcturus is slightly reddish. Finally, for you early risers, here's what to look for before dawn. Venus is bright and obvious above the eastern horizon, but it's dropping a little bit each day. Early in September, this beacon rises about 4 a.m. daylight savings time, and by about 5 a.m. at month's end. Below Venus is the star Regulus, and a little lower down, about one fist from Venus, keep an eye out for the elusive planet Mercury around the middle of the month. For more information about all kinds of stargazing, head to skyandtelescope.com. Next month, we'll spend a little more time with the Lyre, Eagle, and Swan, and explore the myths and legends surrounding them. Until then, I wish you clear skies.